BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, it's Scott, and here is the podcast. It's a special one today. You will get all the build-up and then the big interview. It's me with One Direction at Radio 1's big weekend in Glasgow. Not just a five-minute chat that you always get with them, a proper sit-down for an hour answering questions you will not have heard them answer before. So One Direction, also my rap for the World Cup anthem is revealed, and Greg James plays Thursday's Real or No Real. And this is Scott Mills. So you know we've been doing these various big weekend, big interviews. All the live music happened in Glasgow at the weekend. And we've got interviews with Lily Allen, yesterday with Greg, and the day before with Kings of Leon, with Fern. Both those artists saying things that they've never really talked about before. Kind of proper in-depth chats. Today, well, this one is just off the scale. It's my chat with One Direction, which happened on Saturday afternoon. Like, we're not going to ask about any of the stuff that's happened over the last couple of days because we didn't know about it. And actually, I'm kind of glad because it would have made it a little bit weird. So it's just a bit more about them, what their lives are like, what it's been like growing up with such a huge amount of fame, because it's been 4 years now.
Yeah, but you say that, but it must be... Well, it is the biggest interview in the world today, right? Because everyone's listening to this, having heard the stuff that's gone on this week. I mean, it's still a massive time to have this interview. And you chatted to them for ages.
Yeah, it was like an hour. So what you'll hear at 2 o'clock today is One Direction chatting to me. It's a very relaxed interview. There are parts that are a bit serious. There are parts of really good fun. There's definitely stuff in there that I haven't heard them say before.
I like this text from Skylar. A lot of hype around this interview. I hope it lives up to expectations, Mills.
Oh, no. I hate that.
Mm.
It's just a chat.
Is it unprecedented? What's the words that you used for the movie?
In the movie, it's... I can't remember.
It's your big line.
This is not just a phenomenon. It's unprecedented.
Oh, I love that.
Something like that. But lots of people saying they're nervous. Don't be nervous. Just sit back and relax it. 2 o'clock.
A lot of people seem to think that there's some kind of announcement or news. That's what they're getting nervous about.
I don't know where they've got that from. I think it's just various kind of whispers that have been going around over the last few days. There's not any news in particular. I don't know. Find out at 2 o'clock. It's going off on Twitter. A lot of the papers popped out some of the information.
I've seen that
today.
Yeah.
And there's people just waiting for it in the UK. There's people listening all around the world, listening in the Philippines, listening in America, listening in India to Radio 1 Online, Indonesia, Vietnam, Spain.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Lots of people patiently and nervously waiting on this interview.
I love some of the tweets. There's one from one here from 1D Lover that just goes, OMG, 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 and just goes on like that for a very long time.
And is the OMG in capitals?
Of course it is.
Yes, it is.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Matilda.
Hi, Scott.
How are you?
I'm really good. I'm so excited.
For One Direction?
Yeah, I'm a massive fan. This is just so exciting.
And it's a really long interview as well.
Yeah, like most interviews are only 10 minutes long, so you don't really understand what they're thinking. But I think it's so good that this is like a whole hour. We're really going to like get an insight to what they really feel.
True that.
Okay, right, listen, 2 o'clock, make sure you're there, and you can watch it at 3 o'clock on the BBC iPlayer, all right?
I will, thank you so much.
Hope you enjoy it. Love you, bye.
Bye.
One Direction interview, this is them coming up. Okay, lots of people around the world still very excited, lots of people nervous going, just put it on now! 2 o'clock exactly is when it will be on.
There's people listening from places I've never even heard of before.
Like?
I can't say it. Begins with M. Mazarana? Never even heard of it before.
Hello, Mazarana. You're probably saying it wrong. Right, let's go right back to the start.
When was that now?
So... 2011. Wow, I can't believe it was that long ago. You know that we've been with One Direction right since the start, right since the first play of What Makes You Beautiful. It's kind of weird to hear this now. For the first time anywhere in the actual world. You ready?
Go for it.
Please like it.
It's called What Makes You Beautiful. Here it is. And then everyone liked it and bosh.
Mm.
And also that day, when they launched their first single live on Radio 1, like the first play of anywhere worldwide with me, we had them in. And didn't you try and guess the lyrics to What Makes You Beautiful?
Yeah, that's right. So I think you only had 5 seconds of it.
I had the bit that goes... Yeah, I had the bit that goes... Dun, 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 up to you're in...
And that's all we had to work with. So then you made me try and think up some lyrics that it could be.
Yeah. And then they sang them for us.
That's right.
Because obviously no one knew what the lyrics were. We just heard up to that 5 second bit, which we played and played and played all that week up to you're in. So this is them singing the lyrics that Chris wrote. This is what Chris thought What Makes You Beautiful was going to sound like.
You're in Southend with a friend. I don't like him and I don't like to pretend. Why can't you see?
Ooh.
He looks at me. Yesterday he started stroking my knee.
Now, at that time, they hadn't performed that song very much, unlike now. So, like, the timing was a bit sketchy.
It's quite good that they don't even know how to do it themselves.
They don't even know the song at that point. But a lot's happened in 4 years. And you're going to hear this exclusive interview. Only Radio 1 can do this.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We have an expert from the internet in here. Is the internet blowing up? Yes, it is. That was Example and One More Day on BBC Radio 1.
I like that she just nods as well. Just nods away, yes.
Can you prove you're there? Because it sounds like I'm talking to myself.
Hiya.
Yeah, internet expert.
Is the internet blowing up?
The internet is indeed blowing up.
Okay, good.
Charlotte only gets brought in for important internet occasions like this.
I know. When she sits there, you know it's big.
Yeah. It's trending, man.
Is it?
Yeah. Charlotte's here.
Now, remember I did an interview with Liam, and it was a phone interview, and there's one word that he said a lot during the course of that chat.
How's it going, mate?
Right, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. You don't want to know, mate.
Liam, you're so rich right now.
Mate.
And he likes to talk.
Mate, to be honest with you, mate. Mate, oh, mate, but do you know what? Mate.
This is just one interview that I did with Liam. So we pulled together all his mates to find out just how many times he said it. Hello, Liam Payne.
How's it going, mate?
You all right?
Yeah, not too bad, mate.
Have fans stopped nicking your pants yet over there?
Mate.
What do you do to pass the time?
You don't want to know, mate. You ever seen Duck Dynasty?
Yes.
Mate.
Congratulations, by the way.
Mate.
Liam, you're so rich right now.
Mate.
He burns money.
Mate.
How can you mix up Nick Grimshaw?
Mate, I don't know.
Just sit there watching it go around?
Yeah, mate.
Would you agree?
Mate.
Congratulations for being really hot.
Mate.
He wasn't so sure, but you agree?
Mate.
Are you a fan?
Mate.
Of course.
Gotta be done, mate.
Boiling hot.
Oh, mate. Yeah, mate.
It goes on a bit.
Mate.
Scott, would you say he's your hottest member of One Direction?
No.
You know what, Scott? Me and you have just fallen out.
How's your dad?
My dad's eight, mate. To be honest with you, mate. Cheers, mate. See you a bit, mate.
Now, what I like about the fandom of One Direction is, obviously, you all told him about it because you heard him say mate a lot on this show. And I can now reveal that Liam does not say the word mate once during this new interview. So we fixed him.
No way. He must say it once.
I don't think he does.
I think if he says it, some kind of alarm needs to be sounded. If you spot him saying mate during this 1 hour, let us know.
Yeah, do let us know. Tweet us or something. Or put it on Facebook because...
Mate.
But I think, mate, that it's not there anymore, mate. I think we've cured him, mate.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Megan.
Hi, Scott.
Where are you?
I'm in County Fermanagh. Say
okay.
That.
Now, County Fermanagh.
Yes.
Thank you. I understand that you're the... owner of one of Harry Styles' water bottles.
We are, yes. Me and my friend Aoife, we own Harry Styles' water bottle.
Where did you obtain this?
At Croke Park on Sunday evening.
Oh, wow.
Do you have to share it? Is it like 2 days at yours, 2 days at...
We were sharing it. Well, you see, it's kind of useless now. We wanted to like, clone it for DNA and make Harry babies, but it's not worked out.
Okay. And what are you doing... OMG, I can't even... What are you doing with the water bottle? Is it like in a museum now, or is it
it's
going...
Like, we're going to like hide it from people because we're scared they're going to sabotage it. So we're just going to like it's going to be like a god now. We're going to like pray to it and stuff.
Yeah. Maybe maybe like put it in the garden, like bury it, and in the years to come people will find it.
No, because then we can't touch it now every now and again. Like to touch it every now and again.
Okay, that's weird. So what are you hoping for? What are you hoping for from this interview today?
I want to hear if they were excited about like Croke Park on Sunday, because it was the day before Croke Park, the day we were going to see them. So I want to see if they were like excited about that. And I just want to see how they're getting on. Like, how are they feeling?
And just hear their lovely voices.
Yes, I just want to hear their beautiful voices.
Okay, right. You got 8 minutes.
That's so exciting.
I know. Okay, speak to you in a bit. Hi, Tilly.
Hiya.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you.
Are you excited?
Very excited.
Remember, you can watch it at 3 o'clock on iPlayer as well, so make sure you get on iPlayer at 3.
I will be.
What are you hoping for from this interview today?
I just want to hear them, like, how they normally speak in funny moments and if they're excited about Wembley, playing in Wembley Stadium.
Okay, right. 2 o'clock. Be there.
Will be.
Love you, bye. Right, I've got some frequently asked questions here because I've been looking through my Twitter all day and Radio 1 Facebook. There's a lot to answer.
FAQs?
Yeah, so some FAQs about this interview. Are you right?
All right.
Okay, so first one. What the blur is going on? So I've done an interview with the biggest pop band in the world and I'm playing it out today. It's all absolutely fine. When is the interview on Radio 1? It's on at 2 p.m, that's in 4 minutes, for an hour, with live music from the band at Radio 1's Big Weekend. Will there be a video with sound on the website? You can't watch it at 2. It's on the radio at 2, but you can't watch it at 2. The video will be up at 3. The video will have sound because that will make it better. And you can go to the BBC iPlayer to find the video.
At 3 o'clock?
Yeah.
Right.
Listen at 2. Will you be able to listen to it again tomorrow if you can't listen to it today? Yes, you can listen to my whole show again online as normal, or if you want to download the interview and keep it forever, there's a special Big Interviews podcast which you can get from the Radio 1 website. So that's a download for your phone or your computer that never expires. There are also downloads of The Kings of Leon, Lily Allen and Katy Perry Big Interviews. Okay?
Okay.
What if I'm at school? Are you enjoying the FAQs?
I'm keeping up the best I can.
Don't listen at school or you'll get in trouble and then your teacher phones me and gives me grief. So 3 p.m. is the time that the video version is on iPlayer and the free audio download are available, so that's perfect for the end of school.
Right.
So everything you say on the radio will be available at 3? Yes, everything in the radio interview will be available to download at 3. How long will I have to watch on iPlayer? It'll be there for a full week, like most things on iPlayer.
Right.
Can I watch it as many times as I like? Yes, you can watch it on loop if you want, for the whole week, if you like. What if I need the toilet? Don't hold it in because it's an hour. Go during the songs. Do you cater for vegetarians? Yes, this interview is suitable for vegetarians.
Oh, bro.
And everyone with special dietary requirements. I think that I've pretty much...
That was good. I like that.
Hello, Gracie.
Hi, Scott.
You're right?
Yes, thank you. You?
I'm really good. Are you looking forward to 2 o'clock for One Direction interview?
Yeah, I'm a bit shaky.
Why shaky?
I'm just nervous.
But why?
Because of what happened all this week.
No, but it's not about any of that stuff because we did the interview on Saturday.
Yeah, I know.
There's no need to be worried.
Yeah, but everyone is worried because they're so big and everyone loves them so much.
But you might find out more things to like them. Why don't you see it like that? You should be excited, not nervous.
Yeah, I am excited.
And also, I think for people that maybe their perception has changed over the last couple of days, it might be quite nice for them to hear. Just like, it's a bit more kind of like what the boys are actually like.
True, true. Very wise words.
Wise words, Scott.
Thank you.
I am excited.
Good.
Are you going to see them at all?
Yeah, I'm going to see them on Sunday with my friend Kerry for her birthday.
Yay!
Yeah, so really excited.
So you'll be listening at 2 o'clock?
Yes, definitely.
And 3 o'clock you'll be able to watch it on BBC iPlayer.
Ooh, really?
Yeah!
Okay.
Yeah, we put a camera on it.
I will be watching indeed. I've seen pictures on Twitter, I think, this morning.
Yeah, the whole video will be up at 3 o'clock today.
Cool.
Are you revising?
Yeah, revising mitosis and meiosis.
I'm sorry?
Mitosis and meiosis.
I can't help you.
Say that again.
Mitosis and meiosis. It's biology.
No.
Oh,
no.
Mitosis and meiosis.
No.
Yeah.
I can't even.
Okay, 2 o'clock. Be there.
I will. Thank you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. Love you too. Bye.
All right. Here we go then. Got 15 seconds. Are you excited?
I am strangely excited for this.
Here's 1 hour of One Direction.
This is BBC Radio
1.
This is Big Interviews at Radio 1's Big Weekend, and I'm with One Direction. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Scotty.
See ya. How was the set?
It was fun.
Yeah, it was really good.
It was fun.
Do you sometimes, when you're on stage, forget which country you're in?
I always have to remind myself before I go on stage, because there was one time when we were in Ireland, and I was like, yes, Birmingham or something. I think I said Birmingham, yeah, Birmingham in Ireland.
But at least you got the right country.
Yeah, and I got away with it because I'm from near Birmingham, so it was like I was just being a big up to Birmingham. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
I know some artists have to have
is
it
Birmingham
written.
In Ireland? I don't know.
Yeah, UK.
Yeah.
But,
some of it is.
We're going to start the troubles all over again.
Sorry, Great Britain.
Yeah. Well, I know that some people have to have it written on stage where they are.
No.
How can you forget
it's Glasgow?
Exactly, Harry.
When you're in Glasgow, you know you're in Glasgow.
That's true. One Direction now have sales of 30 million, a combined wealth of 25 million.
That's nice.
And your own movie. What is left to achieve?
Space.
Explain.
More books.
Exploration.
We definitely haven't read enough books.
We have 3 albums at the moment. I think we have 8 books.
Yeah.
I think we need some more books.
Mm. Do we have a magazine?
We just... Yes.
Yeah. Our own magazine?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, is it the annual thing?
Why don't you get on with designing that, Liam, and come back to us? Pitch it to us.
I did graphics at school, so I'm good at, you know, basing things out, getting things in the right place.
What did you get?
I got a B, actually.
A B?
A B, mate.
A high B.
There's a lot of One Direction merchandise, some of it official, some of it unofficial. What's the worst bit of merchandise you've seen?
Duct tape.
What?
We've got
official. Yeah, that's
our
great.
Own. That's some
great.
Of the best.
The worst.
I think the worst one I've seen is some headphones that were out. I don't like the merchandise with the old pictures on, because it's annoying looking at like baby photos
as well.
Of themselves.
Let's just slag off our whole range.
Yeah, I've seen fake t-shirts say like One Direction. Stuff like that.
There has been some dodgy spelling before. I don't know if they made those t-shirts at home or, you know, it's...
I mean, you must go to other countries and it's like, I don't remember that being part of the official merchandise.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, we are actually involved with everything, so we get like they lay things out for us on the floor and say, pick what you like and what you don't like, and we go for as a band, whatever's voted goes through. But after a while, because there's so many things, you kind of like can't remember how many things are ours and how many things are not ours sort of thing.
And you get to sniff the perfumes before they go out on sale.
Yeah, what are you saying?
We made all.
You know exactly what is yours and what isn't.
That was the most meetings we've ever had for a thing.
What, the perfumes?
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it got a bit much, but it got a bit much.
And after a while, it all smells the same, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know.
What gets you up in the morning? Is it music? Is it money? Is it girls? What is it?
The Glaswegian weather. A cup of coffee. That got me up.
An alarm clock. Or my security man.
What, does he live with you?
He does actually live with me now. He does.
Oh. That's good, isn't it? Always security.
Does he?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he does, man. Yeah.
Any robber breaks in.
He's very secure, you know.
You're the most secure pop star ever. Your security lives with you.
Yeah.
That's
good. Sleeps at the end of the bed.
Yeah, in the same bed.
Alert.
So don't tell anybody about it. Sandwiches in the morning, it's nice.
Oh, so basically, he's also your maid.
Yeah, no, he is my mate.
Oh, this is brilliant.
No, not maid, mate.
Oh. Mate, maid, and security all in one. What would that job title be?
And does he do, like, everything?
Is he a
not really, no. We just hang out and stuff. We have a good laugh. I think it's quite nice to have somebody who's, like, looking after you, who actually cares about you, rather than just having someone
about your
mum? Looks after you.
Huh? What about your mum?
My mum's not going to be fended off people.
She might, actually.
She's a small woman.
Really your mum's got a good left hook.
She's a small woman.
She's got a good left hook.
Listen, my dad's got a good headlock.
Jeff.
Jeff's got a mean headlock.
Does your security do your washing?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't do that.
Who does that?
That's just not nice. To be fair, I don't actually make him do anything. He just does it because he's a nice guy.
You have said in the past that you quite like to follow Take That's career path. So who's the Gary Barlow of the band?
Pin up.
It's my job.
All day long.
Yes,
I watched Corden Meets Barlow a couple weeks ago, and it was literally Liam all the way through it. It was like watching Liam in it. Brilliant.
It's like there's a factory of Gary Barlow's and he's the new one.
yeah, like every 20 years, just new one.
Listen, Gaz is a great bloke. If I'm compared to him, that's nice.
Who's the Robbie Williams of the band?
That is yet to be discovered,
actually.
There's
anyone who's quite reckless.
Uncharted,
unfortunately.
Yeah, it's uncharted territory.
Everyone loves to jump up and go, me, but really, it's none of us, is it, boys? We're not quite.
I am all of Take That.
Yeah, you are Take That in one.
Take That.
Together.
I can break dance like Jason Orange, if that helps. I can spin in my head.
Do you feel like you've missed out on anything being in One Direction?
Not so much we've missed out on anything, but we've done things differently to what other 20-year-olds do. Because we still do the same, like...
Uni, I'd say.
It's like our uni stage, but it's just on a big scale.
Would have been cool to go to uni.
What's the degree in then?
how to not go off the path.
Do you feel like you missed out on anything, Harry?
I'm all right, man.
I don't think so. I think there's things that we haven't done that, like, our friends have done. But then I think there's a lot of things that our friends would like to do that we're doing. So I think we've done, like Liam said, we've done it differently, but I don't think we'd change it for anything.
Does it ever get annoying?
Just interviews.
Just when we have to talk to you.
Ouch.
Just, I mean...
No, I don't know, it can do. I mean, only when it gets... you know, you can have those days where you know yourself, you just, you know, everyone has those days. And then when you come out on stage, it kind of just reminds you and you almost feel guilty.
Like, you come off X Factor and stuff, you'd never expect this to happen, like what's happened to us sort of thing, and to be travelling the world and, like, get recognised everywhere and stuff. So it's like, it's kind of at a weird level of, I'd hate to say it, but fame now. It's like a weird zone of things where, like, you feel like you have to be on point every single day. And as Louis said, like, everyone has a down day sometimes where you're a bit, you know, annoyed or whatever, and you don't want to take a picture or whatever. Yeah. It's like, but you in a way, you kind of, you don't have to, but, like, you feel like you have to because they're the reason that we get to do the amazing things and have the amazing things that we have.
I noticed on Twitter sometimes you do get a lack of sleep if you're in a hotel.
Yep.
What's that like?
It was big for that.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
I don't. I can sleep through it personally. I'm absolutely fine.
If you need them, earplugs.
I don't hear anything once I'm asleep.
Yeah. I'd sleep pretty easy, if I'm honest.
Do you?
Do you wear earplugs?
I was pretty judgmental of earplugs, but they are,
but if you need
that
them.
Sort of thing, oh, really good.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm there
was,
fine, really.
There was a night, though, where I got in the hotel and it was quite late and whatever. And, like, at 6 in the morning, I just heard screams. So I'm searching around for earplugs. And, I mean, the phone was in Spanish, so I couldn't figure out the button for reception, but I figured out it's always zero.
It's a bit weird.
You want reception, like, just zero it up.
You think that's revolutionary, don't you? That idea that you just brought
up. I was so happy with it, because I was trying for ages. I was like,
reception, it's unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Zero is just the one. If you're ever in doubt, just dial zero. Or dial the talking clock.
Say, what are you going to say?
I feel like when you're in the dream state, kind of still asleep but kind of waking up, you have some of the weirdest dreams ever, because, like, you can hear the screams outside and they kind of go into your dream.
So the screams are in the dream?
Yeah, a part of your dream, and you kind of have, like, a weird dream.
I was leaving on a train.
Screaming or something, and then you wake up and it's the noise outside.
That is a new level.
Harry?
Quite weird.
What are you saying?
Just a dream I had about a train. Oh. I always get shot.
You dream about what?
You get shot.
Always.
Yeah, but you can never die, can you, in a dream? Well, apparently you can't.
Apparently, if you're dying...
Have you ever died in a dream?
No,
you haven't.
You wake up, don't you?
Yeah.
Chris Martin from Coldplay recently said to Zane Lowe on Radio 1 that you were brilliant and that he wasn't even kidding. How do you react to that?
Do you know what?
That's unbelievable.
It's the best thing ever. Like, for us, like, from the start, we've always been a little bit ridiculed because of being on X Factor and people are like, oh, it's the easy route to go, whatever, da 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 da. And then because of some of the, you know, the songs we've released have been, you know, like,
on the poppy side of things.
On the poppy side of things. So it's like, we do get a little bit of stick from certain, like, certain music groups or whatever, like, oh, they're not cool or whatever. But to have somebody who is literally one of the coolest men in music confirm for you that, no, these boys are all right. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's for us is like, huge admiration. Like, thank you so much for that.
And Harry, did he give you some advice about, like, being in a band, sticking together?
He did.
Yeah. Were you having a dream? on a train.
Did you get shot? He shot you with a comment.
I don't really hear what he says. I just look at him.
What did you think would happen?
I love him.
Yeah, I know.
I just kind of go.
What did you think would happen after X Factor?
Personally, you know, Jeff was
your
like,
dad,
right,
Jeff.
You're going to go on tour. Yeah. Like, my dad loves to plan things out for me and say what's going to happen. So he's like, no, Scott and Jeff are good friends, solid friends. So, like, my dad was like, oh, you're probably going to go on tour now. Da, 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 da. And I thought we were just going to do something just UK-based, just have a lovely career in the UK and do whatever. And then out of nowhere, just this magical thing just happened, and now we're just everywhere at once. Kapow.
Indeed. What's the best advice that a fellow artist has given to you?
Chris Martin, but we didn't hear
it. Eddie Vedder from Pearl Jam, he told me that. Always, he said, always stick together, bro. Ronnie Wood once told me that if you stick together, you will last a long time. And it turns out he's right.
How does being in 1D affect your family?
I think they just love it. Don't they? They just lap it up.
The whole, I think a lot of our family was there at the Dublin show last night, and it's just they feel immensely proud, I think, and it's a really nice thing to feel and see, really. As
my mum just cries all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah, she never comes up for air.
A couple of weeks ago, she gave me an Easter egg.
Crying.
But why?
She's just happy.
It's meant to be a happy occasion.
Happy,
yeah.
She just can't believe it.
Bless her.
She can't believe she's bought him an Easter egg.
She just can't believe it's happened.
Bless her.
That's what I was saying.
Old Kazza.
Harry's mum sent me a message today going, can you give my boy a hug? I'm like, yeah, if you want.
I don't think she's texted me today.
Yeah?
I don't think so, no.
Oh, that's what they do.
She texted Harry yesterday saying, have a good show tonight, don't slip.
Yeah.
And then I fell over instead.
Yeah, it went to the wrong member, I think, that text.
I had the biggest wipeout on stage ever. So we've bought this fancy anti-slip stage.
Right.
It's like concrete-based. And I literally just, I stacked it worse than I've ever stacked it before in my life. You will find it somewhere on YouTube. In a fail compilation.
Yeah, I was trying not to laugh.
It's unrecommended for you.
Mate, it really hurt. I whacked my head and everything. I've got like, this is the scar. It's tiny, but I'm going to show you.
Let me show you for radio.
Oh, the scar.
Yeah, for radio, everyone on the radio, it's red and
it's
hurts.
A small graze.
It's like when you fell off your bike.
It's a minor graze.
I'll tell you what, your dad has the best photos on his phone ever, because at the at the movie premiere, he was like, yeah, here's me on stage at the Staples Centre with Pharrell, and here's me with David Beckham, and just scrolling through, he's like, oh yeah, Jeff, that's normal.
Yeah. He loves it because, like, I don't know, my dad, like, pretends that he doesn't love it, but my dad's, like, so in love with the idea of it and whatever, and, like, he has the, like, especially with you, he has the radio on at work, and then when he gets a mention from you, he's just, like, going around the shop, did you hear that, lads?
I mean, no disrespect, but I feel like we're promoting Jeff's album.
Yeah. Jeff's new album is always in charge.
Now, you've signed a 5-album deal, and Midnight Memories was the fastest-selling album of last year. How is the new album going to be different? Niall, you've written 2 songs with McFly. Is that true or false? Is that for the album?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just to interrupt, wasn't Fern's thing great? Did you watch it? Documentary?
Fern and McBusted?
Yeah. It was great. You didn't see it? No, you have to watch it.
I have to
Sky Plus that.
Me and Niall is massive McBusted fans, I thought.
Yeah. Oh, really?
It is very good. Very interesting, actually.
It's good.
They're actually producing them as we speak.
Sorry to interrupt, but please.
They're producing them as we speak, because they've been on tour as well, so they've been trying to work around it.
Harry, you've been writing a song with Codaline. Is that true?
I did write a song with Codaline.
Is it on the album?
No, I think they're going to use it, but I don't know.
Well, I hope you get credit.
You will get credit.
I hope so.
Yeah. Yeah, we go. And Zane, have you been working with Naughty Boy?
Yep.
Naughty.
He's
not very well behaved.
You've been to his house?
He doesn't really have a house.
He lives
in his studio.
And with his cat, Naught.
You don't think his cat's called Naught? Oh. His cat's called Bob.
That's it, Bob.
Yeah.
Getting confused.
Similar.
But yeah, he's cool, man.
Okay. And is that on the album?
Some of the stuff
they've
we're doing...
They've not been decided
tracks
yet. Okay.
Yeah, they're not finished yet either. They're just kind
of... And are you rapping?
I'm not rapping. I can confirm that.
Although, I will say that Zane can actually rap. True story.
Okay.
But I'm, I don't even want to tell people that, but I told him now, sorry.
So is the album quite rock-based, or is there just a variety?
I think it's more... I mean, it's not too far away, some of the songs from Midnight Memories, the album itself. I think it's just got slightly more simple and kind of classic feel to it.
Yeah, and it's a bit more, I love the way that people initially love to use the word organic, but I feel like it works in this sentence, as well as it's more guitars and, you know, more live drums and stuff, so it's more live in general. I think that's the thing we've been aiming for the past few years, to make it less about all the electric stuff and more about it being live and proper music.
How do you respond?
Proper music.
How do you respond to critics that say that your music only appeals to teenage girls?
Chris Martin.
I think whoever you are, whatever music you make, it's always going to be too something and too this and not enough that. And everyone's, there isn't much that appeals to everyone and everyone likes. So everyone's always going to have their critics, so it's just,
Very well put.
Can you see yourself expanding to, a different fan base with this new album?
Hopefully, yeah. I think
that's what we're trying to do with this one.
I think it's such a... For a band like us, I think it's such a gradual process, and trying to almost change people's mind and keep people's original opinion on you. So it's kind of like one step at a time. Yeah. But obviously that is the idea that we want everyone to enjoy our music. But realistically, that's not the case.
Fourth album now as well. That's mad to even think about. fourth album and an album every year as well. So for us in itself, that's an achievement. So like, we just hope people like it.
I think Story of My Life helped with that quite a bit. I think that changed a bit as well.
Yeah. Also, I've noticed that. I don't know if you boys have noticed, but there's a lot more lads at our shows now.
Yeah.
I know, especially.
What's out there, just?
Yeah, just out there, and last night as well. I noticed a lot. Groups of lads going like with their mates, not just with their girlfriend.
I think something's changed where it's like if you're a lad now, you're okay. It's okay to like One Direction.
The thing is, it's not okay. Like I've got a few mates whose mates like the band as well, but it's kind of like a. They won't really tell each other.
Like a guilty pleasure.
Yeah,
it's Story of My Life. You know, if it comes on the radio, they might turn it up when they're on their own, but that's about it.
Right. Yeah. No, I think there's more lads, definitely. And there definitely was out there today.
Yeah.
The one at the front looked like he was quite angry.
You always get them, but then you're like, you stood at the front, what are you doing here? Are you going to be angry about it? But it's like, I think that it's more of a thing of lads like bringing their girlfriends and stuff, do you know what I mean? Like, and it's fine, like, whatever.
Do you spot the angry people in the crowd or the people that like, they don't
brilliant.
Want to be
oh, yeah. Brilliant.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate because...
But why are they there?
See, dads like this.
There's always dads.
Like this. Well.
There's some dads who like will really get into it and be like,
and
my daughter's having a really good time wearing the T-shirt and stuff. Yeah. And then there's some dads who will literally be like, but what am I here for?
To be fair, I had one of them yesterday, and I was like, I waved at his daughter, then put my thumb up to him, and then he was buzzing. He was like, did you see that?
I had
like,
Metallica tickets. I had to come to this. BBC is... This is...
Radio 1. BBC. Radio 1. You were the first band to break globally, really, through social media. Do you have a love-hate relationship with things like Facebook and Twitter?
In a way, yeah, because I mean, sometimes they can be like hot. They can be horrible places with the wrong people on there. But a lot of the time, it's you know. But you tend to notice the bad things sometimes. When that's the thing you have to like kind of waver out. You have to notice the good things. And you know, how can we have like a hate relationship with social media when it's made us into this little monster, which is great.
Yeah. Have you ever regretted a tweet or been told to take one down?
Oh, I've been told to take many down. Yeah, yeah.
Well, about what?
Well,
I have a few drunken rants sometimes on Twitter.
I've noticed your ones. They're quite deep.
Yeah, they are quite deep. Sometimes I go in hard. It's not good. But then I wake up the next morning, it's like, it's old. Yeah,
it's out there now. News. So you never delete them after?
No, because I think what's the point? It just goes everywhere anyway.
It almost looks more embarrassing if you delete it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's kind of different with you because, like, if a normal person puts a drug tweet up, it's just like, just delete that. No one's seen it. But yours get retweeted 8 million times.
Yeah, and, like,
times.
Print screened and Instagrammed. And then from the Instagram, then they're on the newspaper. And then, it's just no good.
What have you been told to take down? What kind of thing?
Whenever we've got into, like, the old... occasional Twitter row, which back in the day we used to love. I mean, we did.
Yeah, they are quite enjoyable, the Twitter row.
It's a shame the ones aren't around anymore.
Yeah, I know. It's I personally
am. I'm glad
I'm gutted myself. Yeah.
But, you know.
Oh. Let's move on. What would you change about social media? Is there anything that you really don't like about it?
I think, I don't know what you would, like, do. I don't know how far you go.
Kind of is
like,
what it is.
It's incredible. I think, like, when I was a kid, for example, because I'm so old now, like, if I thought about people who I watched on TV and listened to on the radio, thought about, like, having a... I would never imagine that you can have, like, a direct kind of line of
mad,
contact with them. I think it's amazing that, you know, people can just say hi and then you can just reply and it's that kind of close. I think it's amazing what it is.
As a kid, if you had Twitter, who would you have liked to have received a tweet from?
I don't know if he's on Twitter, but, like, Mick Jagger or something.
Quite cool.
I don't know if he's... He's got, like, old fingers, hasn't he? Typing.
Who have you been most surprised by that's kind of reached out to you as a mate in the industry?
Tell you, I got... I know I'm maybe not super surprised, but I got a really nice message off a DM from Tiny Temper after our first show in Colombia a couple
no
of weeks
way.
Ago. And he was just, like, really proud of you, lads. Hope everything goes well. And just kind of left it at that. And I just thought that was...
Did he start so with... Yeah.
He called me...
Yeah.
I'm his G.
You're in
Is that
charge
my G?
Now.
You call me G.
So I'm his G now.
Nice. Sick. That's cool, man.
Since you've been in the band, what's been your most extravagant purchase?
Ooh.
Apart from our houses, art...
Wasn't so much an extravagant purchase, but I bought this miniature car the other day, which I quite like. It's quite funny. It's on my Instagram, but it is quite a funny car. They're fun.
The little pocket
classics thing.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Well, I'm a bit of a geek into movie props at the moment, so I bought a few different screen-used props, like the sword used in Kill Bill.
Tell them about the Breaking Bad one.
The cook suit in Breaking Bad.
No way.
The actual one.
Yeah, the one that,
sick.
To White himself.
That's pretty cool.
Did you watch Breaking Bad? It was great, wasn't it? Yeah.
Wow. You ever watched Breaking Bad in it?
No, but that would be incredibly sad.
You should do that. How do you avoid being spotted when you really, really don't want to? Like, private time, on holiday?
I just think the harder you try, the more obvious it is.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So, like, if you... Like, people say, like, you have to blend in. Well, you actually have to blend in, but, like, wearing a cap and sunglasses and a hood isn't blending in.
You're not blending in.
I'll tell you. I find looking like a chav works.
Yeah. You know what I'll tell you? Yeah. Funny story for me is, every time we go to LA, we're always in, like, black tight SUVs, all this, it's all, like, whatever. But there's always people at our hotel, right? And I went for 2 days to LA in a bright white sports car, didn't get noticed once. Ridiculous.
At all?
Not once. They didn't know where my hotel was. I went and got a tattoo without anybody being outside the shop. No one noticed me.
What's your earliest memory of being on Radio 1?
First single.
Yeah.
Who was that
I remember
with?
We were with...
I think that was with... I think it might be Greg
we were
James.
Greg James. We were with you. And then your show finished, and then we were in the car, and Fern came on and played it again.
Yeah. Remember that? Yeah.
We were on the way somewhere else. Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah, good times on Great Portland Street.
I was strangely nervous about the interview, but I don't know why.
Well, now we're not even allowed in Radio 1 anymore. They don't let us come down.
Well, there's a reason for that.
Why?
Yeah, but they've moved now.
You should spend BBC, spend more money on safety things so we can come to Radio 1.
Yeah, that is. They
said, get your money out.
It's got 8th floor.
Yeah, it's really good.
So you heard about their new office has got 8 floors?
No, we're on the 8th floor.
You're on the 8th floor.
Right.
You should try it sometime.
Are we allowed to come to that one or?
No, because.
Probably not, no.
We have to come to a secret location again.
Get your CP down, Lee.
I'll get Paddy down to rain. Listen,
make him live at Radio 1 for a week.
Wake him up, bro.
I will.
Wake up.
Did you get into trouble for thanking Radio 1 at the Brit Awards that time when it was supposed to be the commercial station?
Yes.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We did.
Yes,
what,
we did.
What do you mean?
What happened?
We got a stern talking to.
Oh, by the radio station.
Don't remember what you're talking about.
I think we,
I mean, it was just a slip, right, Harry?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
It wasn't on purpose.
No,
but at the end of the day, we genuinely were thanking Radio 1, who had been incredible, to that point. So it was nothing, it wasn't like a little dig or anything. No. It was just like, Radio 1 is sick, let's shout.
Yeah, played our first thing on and showed us a lot of support. So
early doors.
We felt like I again, apologise if it was taken as disrespectful. It wasn't meant in that way.
Okay, what advice would you give yourself looking back over the last 4 years?
Where do you start?
Don't take.
What was that again? What?
What advice would you give yourself?
You're also.
I don't know. I don't really think there's any written rule book for doing this. You just have to do it your own sort of way. And just...
For my old self, I'd probably say don't take it so seriously. Just have fun.
Yeah. At the start, we took it very serious. When we were on The X Factor, we took it very serious.
In what way?
We always wish we had a little bit more fun on it. We did have fun, but we...
We had lots of fun, but we were kind of just concentrating on... Yeah,
but if we hadn't taken it so serious...
perfect at that time.
Would we have gotten this far?
Yeah, I remember that. Can I be honest? It was hard work, wasn't it, back in the day?
Yeah, it was.
Trying to have a bit of a laugh.
So it's more fun now?
Yeah, we can get away with more.
We definitely have a lot more fun.
What do you mean?
Well, before, we were quite naive to it, so people used to kind of like shout at us and stuff, but now like we're at kind of this kind of stage, people don't really shout at us as much. We get talked to about things, but you can kind of get away with a bit more.
What? So you feel like you can do whatever you want now?
Oh no, nothing like that.
No, to a certain extent, we just like to push our boundaries
a
little bit.
We like to still be kids and have a laugh and have a uni stage, as it were.
Absolutely, the stage that you never had.
Exactly.
When do you feel most happy?
On stage.
Yeah,
I love it.
I feel really happy on stage. On stage and in bed are a par.
Yeah.
On stage and just as you come off stage as well, like that.
Yeah.
When you're like pumped up.
When it's gone well and you're just not, you haven't fallen over.
It is on stage, but then, it's not really, obviously.
When you've had a sick, when you've had an amazing gig and you come off and you're like, that was a sick gig. And you just pump it.
You do so many shows. I mean, let's look at your Twitter. It's just like, thank you, Buenos Aires. Thank you, Bogota. Thank you. It's like, does it ever get like, oh, I've got to go on stage again?
Touring's the funnest part.
I actually...
And it's a bit where you feel like, I mean, We don't feel like we can thank our fans enough for what they've done for us. I think like the show is kind of almost where you get to feel like you say thank you the most. So I think just touring's the nicest part. We get to see the fans, and
I think on stage there's certain songs where you're a bit like, oh, yeah, this one again.
Which one?
On I don't want to say the last it was more the last tour. To be fair, this tour we're kind of in a nice place things now, and like you get some of the songs that you don't necessarily would listen to, but from the crowd reaction, like you see that you have to sing them, and it's always that thing you can't not sing the song because like there'll be people in the crowd who've come just to listen to that one song. Do you know what I mean? That's their one song they've been waiting for. So I mean, the early doors, like last tour, we did 134 shows, I think, of singing the same 22 songs every day and sometimes twice a day. So it was like there's some songs that just grain on you a little bit.
You must never forget the words. You've heard them that much.
I know. I do forget the words. I forgot the words a couple nights ago.
Yeah,
you do.
It's natural.
It's normally when you think about the
it
words
is too much.
Yeah,
like
if you don't. Yeah. I usually try and read a sign and then I can get away with it.
Is there any of your songs that you're like not keen on that now? Because that does happen with artists.
Yeah, definitely.
But it's more to do with an age thing, the fact that we've grown up. When we started this, we were like 16 years old and now we're 20. It's like they don't really have the same meaning. But like I say, like for me, What Makes You Beautiful Now is like a more of a difficult song to sing because you can't really like relate to it as much.
Yeah.
But then, we're not knocking them songs. Like they're great songs for them, you know, them times when we did them, and that's what we were about at that time. But now when we try to get into it, it's not as easy, especially with our voices. They're not as high as they used to be.
Yeah,
as well,
so it's actually quite
and
hard,
the crowd reaction just makes up for it. 'Cause What Makes You Beautiful, one thing, like are these songs that were like kind of our first base, and obviously we're going to get a little bit tired of them after singing them for so long, but the crowd reaction just bigs up every time.
Finally, is there anything in this interview that you want to set straight?
Oh, what a great question.
That's great.
That is a thinker, though, that one, isn't it? And,
I feel like this is one where we'll say no and then we'll go away and five minutes down the road we'll go,
With some things, it's hard to set them straight because people believe them too much, and anything you say, they will take it and go, oh, management have told them to say that.
Can we message you about it later?
It's awful.
It's not the same, Harry.
I know.
Dig deep. Come on, there must be...
I don't know, you know.
Yeah, it's hard. There's things I could say, but I'm not going to.
Oh. Oh. Yeah. How elusive.
I'm going to put my mic down there.
What kind of theme is it on?
I'm not telling you.
Well, I think most, like we mentioned earlier, that the thing that's important for us is we're trying to, you know, change people's opinions. So I suppose that's kind of...
Yeah. And that's the one thing I will actually set straight is that everybody on Twitter who's like, oh, management have told them to say this, or that's management on their Twitter, or that's this, or that's that, it's never that. Like, there are a few tweets that management do where they'll, like, do a promotive tweet for us or something, which, you know, they have to do, or we're away somewhere doing something they don't want to disturb us, like. But other than that, it's 100% us. There's no lies, there's no secrets within the band or any like that. It's just 100% us.
Go on, Harry.
Not telling you. Thank you very much for having us, Scott Mills.
One Direction, thank you. And thank you for Radio 1's big weekend today.
Thank you for having us,
guys.
Thank you. The Scott Mills Daily.
Radio 1.
Okay, well, some really good messages coming in. Thank you to Radio 1 for that interview with 1D. It's been a tough few days and it's brought us all back together.
Big in the game, Mills. That was pretty cool.
It was good. I really enjoyed the chat. Liam did do a mate.
He did, yes.
Several.
I did graphics at school, so I'm good at, you know, basing things out, getting things
in
the right place.
What did you get?
I got a B, actually.
A B?
A B, mate.
High B.
Yeah, we haven't cured him of that at all. Lily says, this has actually rekindled my love for 1D. What's Harry's secret? I don't think we'll ever know.
A lot of the fans are saying that it's the best interview they've had in a very long time, and it's bringing them together.
I'm really pleased.
I mean, how did you feel about it, listening back?
Directly after the interview, I felt good about it. I felt like there was some stuff in there that I hadn't heard them talk about before.
And listening back now, for me, it was like when I was listening to it, it was just weird hearing them not do an interview for 5 minutes where everything's rushed, questions are avoided. It was just quite cool hearing you sit down with them and actually chat.
Quite a relaxed chat, which is good. Charlotte says, well, that was the best hour of 2014 so far. See, there was nothing to worry about, was there? No big news to worry about. Thanks, Radio 1, for the great insight and a free Twitter concert. It's true, like, everyone's just tweeting along with it. And a lot of people are saying it's nice to have a break from all the drama where they can all just listen on their headphones and a smile on their face again. So that's good. Let's speak to Gracie, who we spoke to before the interview. Hi, Gracie.
Hi, Scott. You all right?
How are you feeling?
I'm okay, thanks.
Nothing to worry about?
Calmer than I was.
Nothing to worry about, was there?
No, you all right.
I'm not going to lie. Before, you sounded quite nervous. You were quite on edge.
I still am slightly, but no, better.
What was your best bit that you didn't know before or something that you found quite interesting?
I find it weird that they forgot their words.
I know.
You wouldn't think that, because they sing it every day.
A lot of artists do forget the words. I think, like they were saying, I think if you think about it too much, then it doesn't come.
Yeah, it's weird because as a fan, like, you can sing all the words.
Yeah, you know the words better than them.
True, that's what they do. That's why when they say sing, they've basically forgotten the words. They hand over the mic and let everyone else sing the words. How it works.
I know there have been artists before that actually have it on an auto cue, or they have the words written down on the stage.
Like, on their feet?
Well, just kind of by their feet, yeah.
I think that last question was unresolved, though. That one that you was... That very final question that you did.
I was a bit annoyed with that because I really felt like I nearly got there.
It's like something that they probably did go away and think about, and we kind of still need to know the answers to.
Maybe next time.
Yeah.
But thank you very much if you enjoyed the chat with 1D. Thank you, Gracie.
Thank you. Can I just say hi to my sister Alice?
Sure, you can.
Hi. All right.
So, tomorrow, it's all about Nick Grimshaw and Katy Perry on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. She was the headliner on Sunday night, so a good chat with Katy Perry tomorrow on Grimmy's show. If you want to watch that 1D chat that you just heard, head to BBC iPlayer. You can watch it now.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
OMG, I can't even. Just watching myself on iPlayer at the moment. No, I didn't put it on myself. No, didn't put it on myself. Someone else was like, yeah, you should mention this on the air again because, look, there it is. It's like, yeah, that's me. I sat in a sofa. Type scenario. I'm in an armchair there in a sofa, and it's me in conversation with 1D, there on stage, and some behind the scenes stuff as well. Head to BBC iPlayer now. You get some really good stuff of them just about before they're about to go on stage as well, which is quite cool. BBC iPlayer is where you need to head if you want to watch the 1D thing. Right. Are you watching that tonight?
I mean, if you're a fan of One Direction, if you're a big fan,
are you going to be watching that tonight?
That's great. You'll be watching that on loop.
You'll be watching that tonight?
Honestly, maybe.
Jay-Z, Kanye West, Frank Ocean, and No Church in the Wild. Coming up, Real or No Real, at 3:40, and we need to switch bands for just a minute, but not too far away. 5 Seconds of Summer. Do you remember I'm doing a World Cup song with them?
Yes, of course. Yeah. Come on, are we not talking about that?
Yeah, I'm going to play you the rap in a minute that I've done.
Oh, right, you've kept that quiet until now. That's happening, is it?
There's been a lot going on, Chris. However, if you do have sensitive cringe glands, I suggest you maybe turn away from the radio for the next 5 minutes or so.
So hashtag this is Scott coming up.
It's me doing a rap, that's right. And we'll have the song ready for you to play next week. It's going to smash all the other World Cup anthems out of the park.
All right.
Okay. Scott Mills Daily. Lol, 5SOS have done a rap together. OMG, this is going to be funny with Scott Mills. Yeah, 5SOS and me got into the studio the other day. We did some vocals for the World Cup song that I'm making. That's going to be better than Jennifer Lopez and Pitbulls.
But they're professional. You know what I mean? They've had a number one. You haven't.
Yeah, I haven't, actually. Not until now. Oh, I can't be number one. I can't be number one. But we're going to play the track to you next week. Now, the guy that's making the track, who's a genius guy called Ben, there's a picture of him at work, which I saw the other day, and there's a screen on it while he's trying to make this song with so many different sounds that you can see, like there's a bit of vocal here, there's a stray horn over there, there's maybe a little bit of keyboard, and then another bit of vocal. I mean, there's so much going into this song, and I think it's going to be something to be proud of. I do.
And your input is the rap. I suppose you helped make the song from the start. No, I appreciate it.
Hang on a second. I think I find I brought them all together.
Yeah.
Eventually, I didn't write the song. I didn't invent 5SOS. Right?
No, and you did send the initial emails.
Yeah. And do you want to hear the rap?
Are we on now? Are we hearing this now?
It's good that the rap's mixed, though, because it means the song is nearly done and ready to play.
Oh, God, this could be cringe.
Oh, God, it's going to be cringe. So this is what I'm rapping over.
You see, this sounds good.
They've just finished singing, and then I come in. Now, do you want to hear... There's, like, three bits to this, really. Do you want to hear the first bit with, like, no fancy equipment on it, just me solo doing the rap.
I don't know. Yes, go on and let's do that. So this is it, Bear.
This is me, Bear.
5 seconds of summer till the end of the game. The joy, the heartache, the tension, the pain. The striker shoots. There's a roar from the crowd. They think it's all over. It is now.
I decided not to do a traditional rap voice. But what do you like?
I'd love to put that over a real hip-hop beat.
Yeah.
Dirt off your shoulder sort of thing.
Okay, they've tweaked it a little bit on this version.
5 seconds of summer till the end of the game. The joy, the heartache, the tension, the pain. The striker shoots, there's a roar from the crowd. They think it's all over. It is now.
Hello, Eminem.
It's a good rap. I like that you're your own hype man.
Do you want to hear it now? Like the full mix? Here we go.
5 seconds of summer till the end of the game. The joy, the heartache, the tension, the pain. The striker shoots, there's a roar from the crowd. They think it's all over. It is now.
It's actually better than I wanted to laugh.
Isn't it incredible what they can do these days?
Yeah, that's actually all right.
From that first one that you heard just then. Let me play it again.
5 seconds of summer till the end of the game. The joy, the heartache, the tension, the pain. The striker shoots, there's a roar from the crowd. They think it's all over. It is now.
I think they've got away with that.
It's way better than the first one you played.
Yeah.
It's good. It's actually good. I wanted to take the mic.
Here's the thing. The first one I played is exactly the same. That's what I recorded, and they made it into that.
It's clever. So they can do it with anyone.
I'm the new Mark Ronson. Hey. Someone says, well, I prefer Pitbull and Jennifer Lopez. Yeah, but you've only heard my rap bit, haven't you? Haven't heard the rest of the song yet. I'll have that for you next week.
Some people are impressed. Someone does text in, they're saying, not so much Jay-Z, more Jay Glee, lol.
Jay Glee. I like that. Yeah. The Scott Mills Daily. Hello, Greg James.
Hello, nice to see you sober.
You alright?
Yeah, fine.
Yeah. What's going on?
I enjoyed the One Direction interview, listened to it.
Oh, did you listen to it?
Yeah.
Did you learn anything good?
I learned that they live with, is it Liam who lives with his security guard?
Yes. See, that's the ultimate security right there, isn't it? Live with him. I bet he does everything for him as well.
Like the bodyguard, isn't it?
It is like the bodyguard.
Yeah, but I have an issue with that.
Why?
Because at what point does he stop becoming security and start being, you know, something else? I'm not suggesting anything's going on. No, I just mean...
What do you mean?
I just mean there are certain things that you do as security. His job's there to protect. Is he doing the washing?
You know, I asked that.
Is he tucking him into bed?
I asked that.
And then if that is the case, what else is he doing?
I asked that.
Right.
I said, does he do your washing? He was like... He just kind of, to be fair, he swerved that question, so yeah, he does.
Right, because there's certain things that, you know, I don't think it would be professional that they would be doing to each other. Which,
like what? Well,
lads, you know, lad stuff.
You know.
What? I don't know.
Bathing him?
Well, yeah, I don't think that would be appropriate for that kind of relationship, would it?
Massage?
Exactly, it all starts to get blurred. Get blurred.
Right, okay.
Tucking him in.
So you're saying that because he's staff and works for him...
Right, here's the thing. You know the multi-tweets that he's been writing about missing someone? Do you think it's the security guard?
Do you think he's in love with the security guard? Is that what you're saying?
Right, that's
way it's heading.
That interview suggested.
No, just because he lives with a security guard doesn't mean anything's going on, does it, Greg?
Why not?
But that's how headlines happen, Scott. You see, you hear one little bit in the interview... Then you get an idea in your head, I've just planted that idea, then suddenly that will be the next headline.
Well.
In love with security guard, telling you, and that's all thanks to you.
Thank you.
Although you did all the flame fanning just then.
His name above the door. keeps telling me.
You fanned the flames. And it's time for real or no real.
This is your Queen Vic, love.
That's right, love. I'm more Barbara Windsor.
Definitely. When she tried to smash the mirror with the baseball bat, but it didn't work first time.
Get out, my pop.
That was one of my favourite EastEnders moments ever.
Real or no real, then?
Annie Mac's Radio 1 show, standing in for Zane Lowe last night, included a phone interview with pop star Indiana, who was being tattooed at the time.
That threw you last night, didn't it, Greg? I was listening as you as you looked forward to Zane Lowe at 7 o'clock.
I just... I hadn't switched the cameras over, so I hadn't seen who was in the studio.
Right.
And I was going, right, see you tomorrow, Zane Lowe's next. And then...
Awkward, Annie
Mac. And then at 7 o'clock went, hello there. And I was like, what I mean to say is Annie Mac.
Yeah, that happened to me before, actually. If you haven't got the cameras on, you don't know. And no one tells you that it's not Zane Lowe.
No one tells
you.
No.
So did Indiana, off of BBC Introducing, get tattooed on the radio last night with
she's
Annie
pretty,
Mac?
She's pretty like that.
Is she?
I think she's quite tattooed.
Is she a free spirit?
Yeah. She's definitely a free spirit.
Has she got all the tats?
I think so, yeah.
So real or no real?
I'm saying real, definitely.
I can't imagine this being allowed live on radio, so I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
Whoa. Wow.
Here it is.
Okay, well, you're on the phone now because of a very exciting reason. Your new single.
Yeah.
Is someone shaving in the background? Sounds like someone's shaving their beard off.
I'm being tattooed.
You're being tattooed?
Yeah.
While you're on the phone?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, this is classic.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Oh, Lord.
I mean...
Oh, gosh.
I imagine the first thing we all thought wasn't shaving.
No. But it was worth asking the question.
Where are you now, Indiana?
Having a lovely time.
God.
And next...
One Direction have a group of lookalikes they take on tour with them to distract the paparazzi.
Right.
So.
Okay, well, do you know what? I've been fascinated by Kanye West and Kim Kardashian the last few days. They've got a honeymoon.
Things I never thought I'd hear you say.
No, exactly.
They've got a honeymoon.
Right, so they're having a honeymoon, and I believe it's in Ireland. I might be wrong, but I think it's Ireland. But anyway, they went to the cinema twice yesterday, apparently. Now someone's suggesting, because they've got these blurry photos of Kanye West at a cinema, right, now they're suggesting that it's not actually them and it might be a publicity stunt with some lookalikes, which, if so, is brilliant.
Entirely possible.
Yeah. Do you know any more on this?
Well, I will just say that when I was in... when I did that 1D Day thing on the internet with them last year, there was a group of guys there. I think they were called Wrong Direction, and they did look similar, and they'd sent them out as part of a video package. They'd sent them out onto Venice Beach in LA to try and be the band, and they got away with it totally.
Oh, that's a great... What a great name as well. Mm. Just to get the fans to go the other way. That's amazing.
So, real or no real?
Yes, real. It has to be.
No, I don't think they need look. I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
Oh, right. That would be great, though.
They did have a group of lads there that day, but I think they were trying to be lookalikes, but... They did get away with it. And next.
Jaden Smith attended Kanye West and Kim Kardashian's wedding wearing a white bat suit.
What? Who's Jaden Smith?
Will Smith's son.
Oh, right. How old is he now?
He'll be getting older now.
Probably, that's what happens.
No, that just what happens. Mean he was young. He's always traditionally been very young. But he's one of those that will sneak up. No,
and aren't policemen looking older?
Well, come on, you know what I mean.
God, Chris.
No, don't, come on. Like, yeah, you know what I mean. You see him in the same film, but then suddenly that film gets quite old and you think, God, that's where he is now.
And that's how Chris sees it.
What, no, it's happened all the time.
Stop talking. Jaden Smith and his amazing wedding outfit. It's a bat suit, real or no real?
I saw Macaulay Culkin, a video of him.
Who? Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah, that one. At the, at what's it called? The Thekla.
Yes.
In
Bristol?
In Bristol, yes. And he looks ridiculous.
Why?
He just looks mad now when you compare him to like the Home Alone days.
He's got older, isn't he?
He has.
Ironically, he looks like he's Home Alone quite a lot.
And what's his name?
Macaulay Culkin. How do you say it?
Why do you have to say that so fast?
Well, why do you say
it? Because you were like, Macaulay... You don't know how to say it. That's
all right.
Macaulay Culkin.
Macaulay Culkin. Oh, I haven't even asked you. Real or no real?
James White Smith. Bat suit. Never seen this before. I'm going to say no real.
Well, I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Yes, and it looks ridiculous, as you might expect. And
bats.
Next.
Radio 1's Lord of the Dance, Danny Howard, likes to eat food off his plate in alphabetical order, e.g. avocado first, then beans, then chicken, then dumplings, and finally, eggs.
Is that his meal every day?
Yeah. What meal would that be, then?
That's him. He's mad.
I think he's on some kind of health kick protein thing.
Protein is good for the hair follicles.
And also for the muscles.
Keep the hair nice and black.
That's right. So, Danny Howard and his weird alphabetical meals.
Weird for a man who mixes for a living, doesn't like mixing his food.
True.
But Danny Howard strikes me as one of those kind of people that would have, you know, like all the tins, they'd all be like outward facing with the label, actually like really neat.
No,
and
no,
in rows.
What he is, he's a classic case of someone who stores all of his food in separate boxes. So you know what I mean? So he'd empty them all into plastic, you know, into Tupperware boxes. All his food will be in Tupperware boxes. That's what I'm claiming.
But why?
I do think that because he's the kind of person, because he goes to the gym a lot, he's the kind of person I can imagine having steak for breakfast.
Right.
You know?
Just steak and a rice cake.
Pure protein.
Yeah. So, real or no real, Danny Howard, alphabetical meals.
I don't think this is a thing that anyone does, is it? That's too weird. No, no real.
No, it is weird. I'm saying
that
no real.
That one is no real.
At the end of that...
It'll be good, though. I got 20, Greg got 30.
Gregory, yes. What's on your show today?
Films with Rihanna, Mayor of Ware and Jonah Hill.
Remember, if you want to watch the One Direction chat, go to BBC iPlayer. There's a full 45-minute chat and also performance on there right now. BBC iPlayer. We'll see you tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Scott Mills.